Welcome to the Mac Show, the number one podcast on the duster or the world where we talk and you listen. Dang, that was on beat too. That was the first time that's ever happened.
Very nice.
I'm your host. I'm Max, and I have three all right guests with me, or two all right guests and one really good guest.
Thank you.
You're the really good guest. All right, go around and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Valardes.
I'm Cooper Sanders.
And I'm Stefano Sanchez.
So this is the Mac Show where we just kind of talk, honestly. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really want to have it a plan because that kind of restricts you too much. So we wrote some stuff down, but today we're going off by answering the question. Cooper, if you had a gun to your head, would you have a shot of somebody else's pee or 16 ounces of your own, but somebody else's pee is warm? Yours has ice.
Mine's iced.
Mm-hmm.
In a 16-ounce, like a standard water bottle?
Yeah. Or we can do Coke can. Let's do a Coke can.
But does it flow out like a Coke can?
Yeah.
Because that flow restricts it. I'd do the shot.
Of somebody else's.
Yes.
Well, let's say it was mine. I just had asparagus. Would you still do it? Or would you do your own?
Yeah.
Raisin bran.
Yeah, I'd do yours.
Pause. Okay.
Is that allowed?
I can.
I can. Yeah, I do. I do someone else's full can. If it's flowing out like the can flows, then I'm not doing it. That's
what if they had like the worst diet ever? Like, you know, whenever you've been drinking water all day and like, you know,
it's pretty clear.
Yeah. I have the worst diet ever.
That is true.
This question should be for someone else. Imagine you have to drink Cooper's pee.
Yeah, and I would drink my own. Look at Little Caesar's pizza right here.
I think we probably have the best out of everybody. Yeah, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I drink about over 100 ounces of water yesterday.
Yeah. No, that's good. You're supposed to drink what? Half your body weight? What do you weigh?
About 200 pounds.
What do you bench?
Quite a lot.
Good answer. Cooper, what do you bench?
Peak of my life. One time I struggled, got a 185 rep up, but it was like kind of a fake rep too.
Now you could get it though.
Stefano, what about you?
Out the 225 around.
How many times?
Depends,
like, rep it, or like, is that your max?
I'll rep it.
How about that?
Have y'all ever seen Stefano do bench press?
One time I helped him, I think.
Was it 225?
It was in high school.
Yeah, in high school, I tried to, we did 225 at Zach's club one time.
225, like, is...
Oh, it's a milestone.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, easily.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it.
Okay, Cooper, he's only seen the weight. He hasn't felt that.
Sometimes I put it on the bar and just attempt it, just in case something changes.
Just to make sure I can do it still.
I will stand by this. Zach's Club West was the best gym in Lubbock.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's where I fell in love with the gym. I haven't gone back ever since it closed. I just can't even get myself to go into a gym without getting emotional.
Pro Fitness is pretty cool. You ever been there?
No, I feel like it's too meathead.
Whenever I've gone to Pro Fitness, there was one time I saw a guy, and I'm not even joking, I saw him pose in three different mirrors before he did a workout. And that to me is just like walking around at 160 pounds and 6'1". Like, I don't appeal to guys.
It's intimidating if you
just go work out.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
No, okay, that's my thing. Like, I saw some, not naming names, not naming where I was at, but I was in the gym, and there are always couples who are just all over each other in the gym.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing that gets me, though. That's probably one of my number one pet peeves. Like, if you're all over somebody in the gym, take a break. Don't work out together. Do two separate things.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I'll work out with Cameron, and she will go on the treadmill, and I'll go lift arms. And if she's doing legs, I'm going to go run on the treadmill. Just because, like, that's awkward for everybody else in there.
Yeah, no one wants to go to the gym to see, you know, PDA.
No, I agree. Like, I will snitch so fast. Because it's not allowed. So I'm going to be like, nope,
You would.
You're not.
Dude, of course I would, dude. You want to see that? You want to see just two people just all over each other in the gym? No, nobody wants to see that.
I would.
I'm with you on that.
Stefano said he would.
But are we surprised?
No.
Oh.
That's just Stefano. My goal is to make Stefano look as bad as possible on this podcast. Oh. Speaking of the gym, Nick, did I ever tell you that I used to bench 315?
What's that, Cooper? I heard you bench 315.
Yeah.
No. I'm also
the
only friend.
And I posed in front of it.
Yeah, it was my weight.
Huh?
It was my weight.
We never worked out together.
I have the I sent the picture today. It was
you
three,
got that off my phone.
No, it was 300.
It was after I did it.
It was 300 with chains on it, and I was repping it. And Cooper's like, "Take my picture in front of it. Take my picture."
No, that's
yeah,
not
no,
how
that's
I
exactly how it happened.
I think I was doing it, and some girl came up, or I don't know, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Riley Bradshaw. He came up and asked for a picture of it.
Guys, that's not true. Don't listen to anything that comes out of his mouth.
You're so big.
Oh, okay. So.
All right, podcast boy. Let's transition us.
What's next?
Nick, what is your favorite high school memory that involves us?
Like just us four? Or
I mean, Jake can be in there too. Jake's our friend who's actually at the baseball field right now. He plays for the LCU Chaps.
Tristan be a part of it?
Laughlin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's not in Lubbock, so obviously he can't be on the podcast. And there's only four seats available. So
yeah.
There's a Laughlin shout out for the Chaps.
Yeah, there we go. Shout out Dr. Laughlin and Tristan Laughlin and Gina Laughlin and Jackson Laughlin and Andrea Laughlin. My dogs, for real.
I would say our all-time favorite moment is one time we were over at Jake's house, busted out the VR headset.
Oh, no.
It was Max's turn to play on the headset.
Obviously, dude, you want to play on the headset. I'm obsessed with the VR. Even though it was baseball and I was swinging out of my pants, it was fun.
You were playing Five Nights at Freddy's because you were scared because it was about to jump scare you.
No, I don't play Five Nights at Freddy's.
I think you did.
No, I'm telling you, I only played the baseball one.
Okay.
It was VR.
I remember Cooper kind of gave everyone that look, like, let's round up the boys. Let's go. But silently, and everyone knew. And so there goes all the boys creeping down the steps.
Y'all weren't quiet. Well, I knew that.
Max is terrified out of his mind.
I was playing baseball. That was the thing. I think y'all.
He was scared he's gonna get pegged in VR.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we just left Max at Jake's house whenever he was on the headset.
I know they went to McDonald's and they didn't even give me anything. I'm having way too much fun with these sound effects.
Yeah,
that was
that car right
awesome.
There. I remember we were listening to "Smooth Criminal" by Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends, who's also sitting across the room from me, Stefano.
Yep,
was laughing so hard outside of the truck.
Yeah, he did, and
Coop couldn't get it off the truck.
It never came off my truck, and then
because it was winter.
Yeah,
froze.
No, it wasn't winter because 2 weeks later, my truck got totaled, and the vomit went with it. It was in the summer. Then 2 weeks later, my truck was parked outside of my house, and it just got pummeled.
Were you at the new house then? I don't think you were.
Rest in peace, Tammy.
Yeah.
Really? You weren't in college.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes. Whenever,
you were a senior.
No, whenever you were
for
on
the
VR.
VR
yeah, we were in college.
No, because...
I think it was summer break after... Because I remember I couldn't get...
It was
high
school.
I think it
was high school. So maybe... Yeah, golly. Yeah, I guess I did go get it washed, but it didn't come off for a long time. I didn't even do any. I think I went to a car wash eventually, but it was gross. I tried to wipe it off with a paper towel or something and it didn't work, but it threw up all on the side of my truck.
Didn't even offer to clean it.
No, he didn't. He had to leave the next morning at 5:30 a.m.
Oh.
Another funny time at Jake's house was whenever he let the dogs out.
Three times.
Yeah, that was
tragic.
I never learned.
No.
I didn't want to be rude to Bobby. Opening the garage at 5 a.m.
So you would go out the front door?
Yeah.
Why? You would let the dogs out the front door?
How you would do that.
Yeah.
No, they opened the door somehow.
Dude, you didn't even go to the gate?
No, because he wouldn't lock the front door, and so them dogs would just jump up on it.
I always thought you went to the gate and they got out of
the
gate.
The front door. I got to chase them down.
Did your heart just drop?
It did, but I really thought about leaving the dogs out.
Oh.
I wanted to leave so bad.
I'm sending this to Bobby ASAP.
I think he knows. I think we made fun of it.
Yeah, y'all did.
Those dogs have gotten out before and have done damage that I think they've had to pay for. Oh. Honestly. I think Bobby and Chrissy have had to pay
Sounds
for.
Like us.
Sounds like, yeah. That was Stefano's fault.
It was.
Man, time's flying by. We just met our mark. 10 minutes. Really? Even though we have the room reserved for 5 hours.
5 hours.
Oh, every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Wednesday.
No. Okay. What's another high school memory that we have? It's been almost all of high school, so we're in college now, obviously, but. Oh. The PS4.
Oh yeah.
Oh, how
we were watching the national championship. It's Ohio State and Clemson.
Clemson, yep.
And the game was over and we all wanted to go play
GTA
at the house. Or at all of our own houses, we all wanted to play together. Well, Max was on Xbox and we all were on PlayStation and he wanted to play with us so bad. And so we went. Or we called
around. Calling around.
Yeah, we called one
Max
place.
Went band for band with himself real quick to make and see, check and see if he had the funds.
And
for
let
it.
Me tell
he
you,
did.
I had with the himself. Funds. And, I had the funds. I was the construction man.
And
I worked construction before
to,
anybody and had tattoos.
And he
and went to LCU. Cooper copied all of me.
And then, you were dating your a girl named Cameron.
Facts. I date a girl named Cameron. Cooper dates a girl named Cameron. I get a tattoo. Cooper gets a tattoo. I go to LCU. Cooper goes to LCU.
Sounds like we got, we got a lot of fans around here.
Yeah, Cooper's a fan. For real.
All that happened the other way.
No, that's not true. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, so.
Oh, point of the story. I went and spent $400 at Walmart on a PS4 mm-hmm. that I did not need, but it was a good investment because I still use it today.
Do you?
I mean, me and Nick got a Fortnite.
Yeah,
he posted on Instagram.
Do you still use your Xbox?
Every now and then, like if I want to play Red Dead, I don't want to have to buy it all over again. But really, I've been playing MMA a lot or UFC.
Yeah, UFC's fun, man.
Dude, I create my own character. I've created like six.
What's
of them.
His name?
Max Dement. Oh, it's a 5'9" white guy who's 200 pounds.
So you literally made yourself in the game.
Yeah, except I have more tattoos. It was pretty cool.
Oh.
I thought about spilling out my tattoos, and I was like, that's too long.
Oh, my God.
I have so many tattoos. You wouldn't understand because you don't have any.
Is it UFC 4 or 5?
Dude, it's 4. It was the one that was free on PS4.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Nate got into that freshman year of college.
Yep. Dude, it's fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I want to get it back.
Did y'all see the Strickland versus Duplessis fight?
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
y'all think he got robbed?
Everybody says he got robbed. I just saw
I mean,
highlights.
Even Dana White said he had it 2-2 in the fourth.
I want to get into UFC, but I don't know what to do.
I think it's cool, man.
It's also expensive, though. Yeah. You got to buy the pay-per-view. That's, like, ridiculous.
The fights are, was it like $75?
Yeah, I'm not
it's insane.
Buying
paid $89 one time for a fight.
Oh,
put that
Jean
on Peacock.
There's what?
Put it on Peacock.
What do you mean?
Like a streaming service. Put it on, like, Paramount Plus or something so everyone can watch it.
It's just annoying. Would they make as much money, though?
No,
I don't think they would.
Not,
yeah, and that's what it's all about. Because
they
have to pay these fighters so much.
Viewership would go way up.
I think more people would be inclined to buy it the night of
the
$10 service and then buy the fight.
Yeah.
But that means that Peacock would get a percentage of that, and then UFC would have to get a percentage of that, and it's just not really.
Yeah.
If they had their own streaming service that you could pay for up front and get all the fights, I feel like that would be.
Yeah.
That would make a pretty good amount of money. Stefano doesn't know anything about the economical situation in the world right now, so.
I'm just worried about my bag.
Yeah. Stefano, tell us about your baseball team that you're coaching.
Don't disclose too much.
So we started the fall break with 13 players, and we're getting closer to spring.
When baseball
down to
played.
Four. Yep, down to four players.
Four players.
Now, do you think that's a coaching issue?
I feel like that's a coaching issue.
No,
for sure.
Because every conversation I've had with the parent that have left, they love me and they wish the best.
But you lost 9 players. So.
I didn't lose 9 players.
I also like.
But I mean, are you the coach? Are you the coach?
It's not me.
Are you
head
the coach?
Honcho lost the players.
I liked Matt Wells as a player or as a person, but not as a coach.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the issue that you're faced.
Cooper.
Okay.
Quit saying that.
Jim Harbaugh, going to the Chargers.
I don't know who Jim Harbaugh is.
Oh, what is it? Was it him?
Harbaugh.
Like Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
I messed up a word.
Joe Burrow.
No, what do y'all think about him?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Stefano.
Former Michigan fan.
Stefano is the diehard Michigan fan since last year.
Yeah, no, I think it was this year.
It was this year Stefano became a diehard Michigan fan. Before that, he was all over.
False.
He was an Odell Beckham Jr. fan.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. It was actually Odell, Jalen, now Michigan. And now it's going to be Chargers, too.
So. Now, I think he left his legacy at Michigan.
Now was his first championship?
Yeah, but yeah, now exactly. Now
they were bad before.
They were. And now he will leave his legacy in the NFL.
Speaking of that, a guy that played at Michigan, actually. 6'5".
To all 30 Chargers fans.
250. But, damn, we've gone for 15 minutes. Should we go ahead and wrap it up?
That's up to you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give myself a round of applause. I did fantastic.
What class is this for?
Newspaper lab. It's only an hour credit, but...
Yeah, just diss a class.
It's fun, though. I'll be honest with you.
It's only an hour credit.
I mean, it's good, though. I mean, our teacher that was supposed to teach it, he actually left in December, so...
Mm. What's up?
Dr. Hughes, actually. We used to mow his yard.
He doesn't teach her anymore?
No, he left. He went back to Roswell.
He would teach classes with snakes around his neck.
Yes, he would. I got a hold of a snake. Yeah. No, I swear to you. I have the picture. It was cool. Her name was Sheba.
Like Bathsheba.
Ooh. Those who know.
You remember that snake that got out? What year was it? Fourth grade?
Oh, Fitzgerald or whatever? Yeah. In the school.
Yeah.
It was like in a locker or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, she like let it loose.
Yeah.
And a tarantula.
Yeah.
Spooky stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how many nipples possums have?
16.
13. Nope. 13.
Yeah, 13.
You've told me something.
I know.
Yeah. Isn't it 12 in a circle and one in the middle?
Yes, it is. Amen. You know, lightning is 4 times harder than the sun?
Harder?
Hotter.
Oh.
How would lightning...
I could see that.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. So, that's that. Thanks for coming, guys. Really appreciate it. This was fun. Y'all tune in whenever I have my next podcast. Max, out.